has happened. President Roosevelt phoned Secretary Early half an hour ago that the Japanese had attacked Pearl Harbor, the United States naval base on Oahu Island in the Hawaiian Islands. A few minutes later, he again phoned Mr. Early and told him that planes had attacked Manila. This means that war is underway between Japan and the United States. President Roosevelt's announcement of Japanese air attacks on United States Pacific bases staggered London, according to a dispatch just received. And London now awaits Prime Minister Churchill's promise to declare war on Japan within the hour. This has come to you from the NBC newsroom.
Attention now. Come on, sit up there. That's it. Now speak. Speak. Red Heart, that's it. Morell's amazing talking dog speaks for all the dogs of America. And if your dog could talk, he too would ask for Red Heart, the wholesome, nutritious, quality dog food that comes in three flavors. Beef, fish, and cheese for rotated feeding. Well, all dogs can't talk for themselves, and so John Morell and Company, makers of Red Heart, take pleasure in presenting the man who is known as the best friend of dogs and dog lovers everywhere, Bob Becker. Besides his column on dogs printed in papers from coast to coast, Bob is noted as a sportsman, explorer, and naturalist. And in these chats about dogs, he draws largely on his own experience for his tips on the care and training of dogs. And frequently, Bob amplifies this information with an interview with some outstanding expert. And so today, he presents as his guest a well-known veterinarian. But now, here's Bob to make the introduction. Okay, Bob.
Thank you, Ed, and good afternoon, everyone. Our guest today is Dr. R.L. Tinkham, a member of the American Veterinary Medical Association and a practicing veterinarian since 1907. When I asked Dr. Tinkham how many dogs of all sizes and all breeds had been treated in his small animal hospital, he said it would take him days to check over his records and determine the actual number. And I can well believe it, because many, many thousands of family pets have been patients in his hospital over the course of 34 years. I've asked Dr. Tinkham to discuss today the question of dog nutrition, a problem that is of supreme importance to all. Dr. Tinkham, at the recent meeting of the American Veterinary Medical Association, results of a questionnaire were made public which startled many of us dog owners. You know the questionnaire I refer to, the one which went to hundreds of practicing veterinarians, asking them to name the three commonest dog ailments or diseases as they see them in their small animal hospital. When the replies were tabulated, it was found that the veterinarians named nutritional disease as the most common menace to the good health of dogs. In other words, misfeeding was ranked ahead of distemper as a health menace to dogs. Doctor, in the 34 years of your practice, have you too observed that most owners lack a general knowledge of what to feed a dog?
Yes, Bob, my experience in general agrees with the result of that questionnaire. As a rule, the novice dog owner doesn't realize the importance of a good diet. So unknowingly, he harms the pet he loves dearly. But the situation has improved during the past 5 years.
Well, just how do you mean, Doctor?
For one thing, owners are becoming more diet conscious. And that brings us to one point about this question of improper feeding and nutritional disease that I do want to stress, Bob.
What's that?
Adequate feeding, or let us say dog nutrition, takes in more than the health of just the dog that any of us may own. It starts with the mother and her litter of puppies. If she isn't fed a balanced diet, the puppies will not get the right start in life. It also includes the important diet of the puppies immediately after they are weaned.
Well, Doctor, I wish you'd explain some of the things that happen to dogs which aren't nourished correctly.
All right, Bob. First, an unbalanced diet, or call it malnutrition, which is a broader term, may cause rickets. That's a bone disease. The poor pups are fed incorrectly and may have weak, deformed legs that can't support their bodies. Secondly, malnutrition may result in a whole list of physical troubles.
Well, what are some of these physical troubles, Doctor? I think every dog owner is intensely interested in this subject.
Well, misfeeding or an unbalanced diet may cause delayed growth in a pup. It may give a dog an unthrifty coat and produce a general low physical condition. Sometimes it may cause skin troubles, which are always annoying to both the dog and the owner. So
So you see, Bob, this whole question of improper feeding has many ramifications, some of them very serious.
Well, Doctor, I wish you'd give us a few basic rules on feeding as a guide to puzzled owners.
Well, if a veterinarian knows that a dog is being kept as a pet and is getting the average amount of exercise that a home dog usually gets, he knows that a common mistake in feeding that dog is to give it too many indigestible foods or too many harsh foods, such as beans, cooked peas, bran, and so forth. Just because they are leftovers, the dog gets them.
Well, how about feeding fats?
Years of research in canine nutrition have shown that the average house pet doesn't thrive too much on too much fat in his diet. So we advise owners against giving their pets excessive amount of fat from all kinds of meats that appear on the table. The big point in feeding a dog is this. A diet that is nourishing and healthful need not be highly specialized, but it should be balanced and contain the essentials for adequate growth. And by essentials, do not overlook vitamins, which are needed by dogs, just as we need them for good health.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Tinkham.
What's the matter, fella? Didn't Bob introduce you to Dr. Tinkham? Well, I'm surprised. After all, you're quite an authority on dogs, too, aren't you? Yes, sir. Speaking from the standpoint of personal experience, you know a great deal about diets that are both nourishing and tasty, don't you, fella? But you know, I understand that you always recommend the same... Red Heart, that's it. Friend, wouldn't you like to know that your dog is getting the right sort of food? Why, of course you would, if you're a conscientious dog owner. And you can have that assurance. Just feed your pet Red Heart, the famous dog food that supplies an abundance of food elements at every feeding. Red Heart's three different tasting diets are made according to a laboratory-tested, kennel-proof formula. Generation after generation of healthy, good-looking dogs have been raised on this splendid food as proof of its nutritive power. Your dog, too, will thrive on Red Heart's three flavors, Diet A, B, and C. Red Heart Diet A has beef flavor, Diet B, fish flavor, and Diet C, cheese flavor. But the basic formula is always the same. Only the flavors differ. Vitamins, too, play an important part in Red Heart. For each Red Heart feeding provides an abundance of vitamin A, vitamin B complex, sunshine vitamin D, and other essential vitamins and minerals. If your dog is not already eating Red Heart regularly, start him on it tomorrow, sure. Order 3, 6, yes, 12 cans, and give your pet the healthful benefit of regular rotated rations of Red Heart dog food. That's 60 seconds of good advice. And now, Bob Becker, once again.
I don't suppose dogs can laugh, but in their own way, they must be chuckling deep down inside over a story that happened recently in our own Southwest. In a town that we'll call Sageville, a lone bandit had held up a bank and escaped into the wooded hills nearby. In his own modest way, the sheriff was telling local newspaper men what he planned to do.
You just put in your papers the way I'm telling you, boys. Sheriff Wakeham personally takes charge of posse to track down bandit gang.
Gang? Where'd you get that gang stuff, Sheriff? The way we got it, it was a lone bandit.
Listen, Joe, just because that half-wit of a bank clerk says he only saw one man, that doesn't mean that he didn't have a gang outside of helping him.
Yeah, but nobody saw any gang outside.
No, sir.
Did it occur to you boys that maybe they was all in the car waiting?
What for?
Cafeteria service?
Listen, you dunderhead, I'm sheriff of this county, and I say there was a gang. And here's an inside tip. I have reason to suspect that the leader of the gang was Butcher Burns, one of the big boys from back east.
We get it. Sheriff Wakeham goes after the one-man gang, single-handed.
At personal risk of life and limb. You can put that in, too.
Okay, Sheriff, leave it to us.
We'll splash you all over my face.
Thank you, boys, thank you. Yes, sir, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Butcher Burns and his mob, a one-man gang. Maybe he can. Hey, wait a minute. What did they mean, the one-man gang?
Sheriff Wakeham?
Yes, yes.
May I see you a moment?
I'm a very busy man, young woman, so talk fast and be brief. I'm organizing a posse to hunt down a bandit.
Yes, I know, Sheriff. My name is Harriet Underwood. You probably know my brother, Fred Underwood.
No, I can't say as I do.
Well, he raises and trains bloodhounds for police use. He heard about the robbery. He's out of town now, you see. And he called me up and told me to come over and offer you two of our best dogs to track down the bank robber.
Yes. Oh, yes. I remember your brother now. I used a couple of his dogs one time a long time ago.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you know. And still you have the nerve to come back here and try to pull that one on me all over again.
But, Sheriff, after all, the other time it was...
I know what it was. I was there, wasn't I? I spent over a day and a half running down a trail, over fences and under culverts, across side roads and through barnyards.
finally caught up with the suspect and wanted to be fired.
I know.
I should say you should know. The fellow turned out to be a plain, ordinary tramp, a bum. And how did we happen to get on his trail? Because the thief had been clever enough to trade shoes with the fella and make his getaway in a car. A pretty kettle of soup that was.
Sheriff, it wasn't the dog's fault. After all, they did a pretty good job following a day-old trail and ending up with the right scent after all.
The right scent, but the wrong man. No, sir, now you get on out here. You can fool some of the people some of the time and all of the people all the time, but you can only make a fool out of me once. Excuse me now while I get going to my posse.
Off in their patrol cars, the sheriff and his men dashed, running down all clues, blocking roads of escape and scouring the highways and byways. And all that afternoon, the local newsmen kept their vigil at the sheriff's office, waiting for word of the manhunt. Finally, just after sundown, the posse returned.
Okay, ma'am. You can get your covers now, and then we'll meet back here again later. Okay. I'll do that.
What's a good word, Sheriff?
Well, boys, he's a mighty slick customer, he and his gang.
Then it was a gang, eh?
No doubt of it, no doubt of it. Looks to me like the work of a gang of super crooks. But don't you worry. We have every main highway blocked and all the crossroads watched. And my men have orders to shoot to kill. When we come to grips with that gang, we'll be it. And who is it? Come in.
It's me, Sheriff.
Look, miss. I told you what. I'm sorry, but I'm not interested.
But, Sheriff, I wanted to report a crime.
No, what now?
Well, after I left here, on my way back with the dog, I took that back road that goes through Mud Hen Canyon.
So what?
A man stopped my car. He had a gun and a black bag.
George, what?
He stuck the gun in my side and told me to drive back east, toward the railroad.
Oh, by thunderation, that's the fellow. I'll get my men together. We'll run him down. Hey, wait a minute. Where did he go?
You didn't let me finish, Sheriff. He didn't know I had Angel and Sheriff, the two bloodhounds in the back of the car. They didn't like his manners, so they made a grab for him. He was so surprised he tumbled out of the car and started to run.
Great heavens, where did he go? Well, we got
to
get him.
He didn't go much of anywhere, Sheriff. He started to run back down the canyon with the dogs after him. Then he fell down and dropped his gun.
Yes, yes.
So I picked it up and made him get back into the car. Then I made him drive me back here.
You mean he's outside now? Why, he's liable to escape.
Not with Angel and Sheriff watching him. You want to come out and get him?
Well, all right, yeah, well, sure.
Man, what a story.
Hey, Sheriff! How do you want us to headline it?
Yeah, how about Sheriff captures one-man gang single-handed in his front yard?
Or else, fearless Sheriff rescues desperado from clutches of girl and bloodhound.
Excuse me, boys, but I think the Sheriff has an old saying that just fits this story. You can fool some of the people some of the time, and all of the people all of the time. But you can't fool a good dog ever.
In just a moment, friends, we'll tell you about next week's program. But first, let me say, whether you're buying a dog or dog food, you'll get what you pay for. When you're buying dog food, always ask for Red Heart. And know that your dog is getting food that is not only good for him, but food that is the choice of hundreds of thousands of dog owners from coast to coast. Red Heart has been for years America's number one favorite, proved by independent nationwide surveys. In addition to canned Red Heart, there are Red Heart dog biscuits, both heart-shaped and kibbles. These crisp, crunchy morsels make an economical and nutritious addition to your pet's daily ration. For they're based on a formula made up of 24 wholesome ingredients. Make a mental note to cast your vote for Red Heart when shopping tomorrow. Ask for 3 or 6 or 12 cans of Red Heart, diets A, B, and C, and a package or two of Red Heart dog biscuits. Next week, on Chats About Dogs, Bob Becker is going to talk to us about that all-important subject of training our dogs to be well-mannered. And you'll hear the story of a Wau, a dog of the South Sea Islands. We'll be expecting you. Until then, this is Ed Prentice again reminding you to always take the advice of the talking dog and feed your pet...
Red Heart!
Red Heart! That's it.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.